Phantom Effect.
Welcome back to Pisces Season. That was Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, a super great band. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Last week I didn't do my normal showtime, so it was like a Tuesday night. And I don't know, it's like only been a day extra since I was like last in here, but it feels like it's been forever. So I'm like really excited to have my show tonight. I guess I won't be here for Thanksgiving next week either, which is so sad. But it's fine, we'll make it. Tonight's vibe is that there really isn't a vibe whatsoever, and I didn't pick out any music that has any sort of coherence. So like, it'll still be really good, it's just like none of the music really goes together, which is totally fine. Not much else to say about tonight's show. That's it. Up next, I've already played this song before, but it's really, really good. It's Alien by Beach House. It's like my favorite song by them. And Beach House actually just came out with a new album EP thing, like the first part of their new album, which is really hype. And I'm gonna see them this summer, so that's also really hype. But up next is Alien by Beach House.
Yeah.
So that was Alien by Beach House. I also just realized I forgot to mention that if you want to call in at any time, the number is 855-915-9636, or if you go to like wmfo.org, it's on there. So if you want to like call me and like, I don't know, like go on air, you can do that. I can figure out how to put you on air. But no profanity. I would never ever have any profanity on my radio show ever, so that's not allowed. Anyway, the next song I also have played on my radio show like probably 3 times now, but I'm determined to play it until it sticks. It's Pretty Woman by Lo Noom. He's from my hometown in Oxford, Mississippi, and I think that his music's actually good and this song is really good and underappreciated. So yeah, up next is Pretty Woman by Lo Noom.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, give me strength when I'm old. I was young when I first learned that love had a thirst. Then it came with a doubt. Breathe it in, smoke it out. My whole life was a lie. I don't even know why. And what does it matter? As long as it's true love. And I'll be your honey, and you'll be my baby.
Rollerblades in socks to a knee.
Okay, that was Pretty Woman by Lo Noom. Amazing song. So also during that song, we got a call from my loveliest listener ever, who I love so much, Ivana Korsilova. And she asked me a question about who I am accompanied with tonight, which would be the one and only Nathaniel Oakes. Say hello.
Hello.
He's not very enthused.
Was it good?
You have to lean in closer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Just a little bit closer. Anyway, he is also a sophomore here at Tufts, and he has a lot of hair, like brown curly hair, so he looks like everyone on this campus. But I had a few questions for you, actually, Nate.
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Sid the Science Kid?
I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, okay. Have you ever... you've never seen him?
Sid the Science
He's,
Kid?
He's, like, small. I think he has, like, orange or yellow skin and, like, purple hair. Wears a red hoodie.
Yeah.
It's been called to my attention that you resemble him.
This comparison has been made a few times, yes.
How do you feel about this comparison?
I can't really speak much to it. I wouldn't say I'm an expert on the subject of Sid or science, but...
Well, I think it's a little bit ironic considering you're a humanities kid and being compared to the science kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he is the science kid.
The science kid.
If there's someone that knows about science, it's literally him. And you don't know anything about science.
That's true. I mean, I'm not the one making the comparison here, so I don't really know what to say.
Oh.
Comparisons could be...
Well, do you, like, ever, like, do you aspire to be him? Maybe one day?
One day, yeah.
I mean, he is famous.
I mean, if he grows up to be, like, Bill the Science Guy.
Like, no, that's not even his name.
Bill Nye. What,
yeah, I mean, like, it was close enough.
Future?
Yeah. I can't with humanities kids, bro. It's so annoying. Anyway, this kind of reminds me of when I played Shape of You on my radio show. I hope this is entertaining and really fun for everyone. Because it's either this or I just talk about my problems and, like, play music. So, not great either way. Anyway, up next is Burning Bridges by Chris Parica. You've probably never heard of them. So, yeah, because I have really unique and indie music taste. And it's really, really good. Anyway.
Until you fall. Show me yours, how
That was Hope by Alex G. It's now time for a PSA. I don't think I've read a PSA like on my own show yet, so this is really exciting. This is the Walking is Good Exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's really true. I walked to Starbucks with Ivana this morning, and it was really nice. Great way to start my day. So I completely support that PSA, obviously. Shut up. Anyway, up next is a song by Father John Misty. It's called I Love You, Honey Bear.
Thank you. Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you, honey bear. Oh, honey bear, honey bear, honey bear. Oh.
That was I Love You, Honey Bear by Father John Misty. Really good song that I stole from my friend Rebecca. Up next is, this is where we like kind of just shift completely in how this music goes together, because it doesn't. And I'm pretty sure I've also already played this song before. But I was listening to it earlier and I was like, oh, I absolutely have to play this tonight. So I'm playing it tonight. Up next is Ribs by Lorde.
up and we up. Never forget all the memories. Sitting, I sit by my cup, thinking I should be a better me. Truly, I'm blessed from the start. So much to say in these melodies. Oh, stare at the sky, the moon singing sweet. Oh my God, such a sweet moment. Angels, they say I'm not ever weak. Such a lonely boy. Heaven knows I might never sleep. Trouble in my soul. Hey, I've been praying. Life can be training, oh. Try and keep falling on. I'm ashamed, hated what I will see, and nobody knows. So I go.
That was Moon by Kanye West and Kid Cudi. Up next is a song from Beach House's new EP called Superstar. I think it's pretty good. I don't know. If you have thoughts, let me know. I bet no one does because it doesn't really matter, nor is it relevant. But I don't know. I think they have better songs, but this song is pretty good. Yeah, up next is Superstar.
Thank you.
didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try, but I get overwhelmed.
Be
That was Dreaming My Dreams by the Cranberries. Yeah, it's almost time to go to sleep. I'm so tired. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I really appreciate it so, so much. I will be back in 2 weeks, I guess. I hope everyone has a really amazing Thanksgiving break and has a nice rest from school because it's really, really draining. Yeah. You are listening to WMFL in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Up last is Nikes by Frank Ocean.
Scales, a little mermaid, we are by the